المفعول. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، إن شاء الله we're going to continue our discussion in the explanation of the book of Al-Tawheed. Last time we talked about the chapter من جحد شيئا من الأسماء والصفات. And the chapter about the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, how the disbelievers, they know, they can identify the bounties as bounties, yet they deny those bounties to be the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. The question is that we would like to ask you, please, what are the two types of bounties we discussed last time? Were you here with us?
No. The two types of bounties are given bounties and earned bounties.
Can you expand on make more clarification, bring more to it than that?
Given bounties
and what does ta'weel mean? Ta'weel. We said ta'weel has two meanings to it. What does ta'weel mean? Why would you think that the author of this book included this chapter, whoever denies things from the names and attributes of Allah? What is the relation of that to Tawheed?
بأسماء الصفات من أسماء الصفات.
لماذا؟
هذه تعلم الإنسان بمدى صغير في الفكر من أسماء الصفات ومدى صغير في المعرفة.
What are the articles of iman?
الإيمان
بالله. How can you believe in iman when you are believing in Allah, when you're practicing your iman in Allah? You have to believe in what Allah told you about Himself. And that is His name and attributes. What is the relation of the next chapter, the chapter of Adam, to find the bounties of Allah, then not attributing it to Allah? What is the relation of that to Tawheed?
To the cause and not to the gift. So if we have the bounty, what should we do to Allah? وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Be grateful to Allah if you are indeed He whom you are worshipping.
Alhamdulillah. Now we're going to move on to the next chapter, the chapter of باب قول الله تعالى فلا تجعلوا. This chapter is an emphasis to what we have been discussing before about major shirk and minor shirk. This ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah for us to understand this specific portion of the ayah, we have to go back to the beginning of the ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. O mankind, worship Allah, worship your Lord, the one who created you and created people before you. That you may attain the level of piety. It's He who made the earth a flat surface for you. And the sky, He erected the sky above you. And He brought down from the sky water from which and due to which vegetation came out. Thus, do not ascribe to Him partners as you know. Here, as you know, it means just like as you know that Allah is one in His rububiyyah, you are admitting that it's Allah who created you and created the people before you. You are admitting that Allah is the one who created the earth and the sky. Knowing all of that, then do not go after that and ascribe partners to Him in the aspect of uluhiyyah, in the aspect of worship. The implication of that, again, just like you know that He is one, in the aspect of rububiyyah, that means He is one in the aspect of al-uluhiyyah. We have discussed that before, haven't we? Ibn Abbas said in the tafsir of this ayah, قال ابن عباس الإنداد هو الشرك أخفى من ذبيب النمل على صفاة سوداء في ظلمة الليل وهو أن تقول والله وحياتك يا فلان وحياتك وتقول لولا كليبة هذا لأتانا الوقوف ولولا الأخ في الدار لأتانا الوقوف وقول الرجل لصاحبه ما شاء الله وشئت وقول الرجل لولا الله وفلان لا تجعل فيها فلان هذا كله به شرك رواه ابن ابي حاتم. Ibn Abbas said, to make andad with Allah is the hidden shirk, which is less hidden than the train of an ant crawling on a rock, black rock, in a dark night. See how hidden that practice is? In the daylight, if you see an ant walking, you cannot see the trace of the ant. So can you imagine, can you see the trace of an ant walking on a black rock? And why is it rock? The purpose of saying a rock, because when things walk a rock, they do not leave a trace. Whereas when you walk on sand, when you walk on sand and dirt, you see footprints. But a rock, you do not see no footprints. So here the trace of the ant crawling on a rock, the color of the rock is black, which means it covers the trace. And not in the daylight, in the middle of the night. That means this shirk is very hidden, very unnoticeable. And if a person does not practice a lot of attention, then he will let that type of shirk sneak into his speech, sneak into his thinking, to his perception. And this is what Ibn Abbas said to say, وَحَيَاتِكَ, by your life, by the life of so and so, which is taken in all in other than Allah. Also by saying, if it wasn't before the God of so and so, the thief would come to us, attributing protection to the God. For it was not because of the buck, the duck. You know, the duck, they protect the prophet. They come after the strangers who come unto a prophet. Okay, if it wasn't for the duck, the thief would have came. All of that represents shirk, because they are not a tricky fear. And according to Umar ibn al-Khattab, narrated that Allah's Messenger said, the hadith was narrated by Ibn Umar, not Umar. We'll make this correction. So according to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حلف بغير الله فقد كفر أو أشرك. Whoever swears by other than Allah, he has disbelieved or committed shirk. A person who swears by other than Allah, and he does that having the creed that other than Allah is more important than Allah, thus he is swearing by that entity. Because when people swear by something, that shows their glorification and how much they value that which they are swearing by. So if a person swears by other than Allah to show that more than Allah, that means this person is committing a major shirk. But if a person is swearing by other than Allah without paying attention to that, because that is a practice people do without paying attention to, this would be shirk lawful. Shirk by the tongue. It does not have any creed behind it. But if a person is swearing by other than Allah, and he has placed a value over what he is swearing with, but not more than Allah, that also represents major shirk or minor shirk. And this is why swearing by Allah is that, Ibn Mas'ud said, if I swear by Allah on falsehood, is more to me than to swear by other than Allah on that which is true. Because swearing by other than Allah, but major nature in the Mahal, the will of in fact, and into the will of Allah, that the ship. Allah has said to people not to say that, he opened for them the door on how that should be addressed. And this is a very important principle that we have to educate ourselves with. If we are trying to tell the people not to do something, we should not leave them hanging. We told them not to do that which is haram, and educate them to do something that is halal or replacement of that which is haram. So he says, do not tell by the will of Allah and the will of so and so, but say by the will of Allah and then by the will of so and so. When you put then, that means there is an order. The will of Allah is controlling, and then the will of God. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ Allah. You're not going to have a will unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the will for you to do that. And it was reported that Ibrahim al-Naqai, he used to dislike for a person to say,
I seek refuge in Allah and in you. But you would find it permissible to say, I seek refuge in Allah and then in you. Having said that, we are finished this chapter and we're going to read the issues, inshallah. Go ahead.
And then, as you mentioned in the verse of Al-Baqarah, the companion directly Allah anhu used to explain that the verses is here about major shirk, including minor shirk as well.
Because this ayah which we have discussed in Surah Al-Baqarah addresses the issue of major shirk. But Ibn Abbas utilized this ayah and he gave us a tafsir related to minor shirk.
Whereby other than Allah is shirk.
Yeah.
Whereby other than Allah truthfully, believing such is a far greater sin than to swear by Allah to a lie.
Yeah.
The difference between the conjunctions wa and thumma, then.
The difference is we are making the will of Allah not at the same level as the will of anybody else. Having said that, we move on to the second chapter, which is the chapter Bab Ma Ja'a Fi Man Lam Yaqna' Bil Half Billah. The chapter about the one who is not satisfied when an oath taken by Allah's name. When a person swears by Allah to us, we have to believe his name. And that is related to our tawheed, because since we are glorifying Allah, due to that glorification, we have to be authenticated by saying Wallah, by swearing that it's true by Allah. So if somebody comes to us who and tells us a story, I say Wallahi that will happen. If we do not know whether this person is honest or dishonest, if he swears to us that what happened, we have to believe in his story. Because believing in his story represents glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That comes from the hadith according to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا تحلفوا بآبائكم من حلف بالله فليصدق ومن حلف له بالله فليرضى ومن لم يرضى فليس من الله. Do not swear by your father. Whoever takes an oath by Allah, let him be honest. And whenever an oath was done for him to believe in something, then let him be satisfied with that. And whoever is not satisfied is not of Allah. That shows us to be satisfied if someone is given to us by Allah is a mandatory rule in our religion. But this we have to bring to it more than that, because the hadith says not more than that as far as the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to bring an illustration to this hadith. Do not swear by your father, meaning also by your mothers and uncles and everybody else. Because usually a father is the most fearful individual. And people swear by their father. And that includes everything else. And whoever swears by Allah, let him say the truth. So this is the command for the person who swears by Allah. And the person who the oath was taking for him to believe in something, when he hears the first part is swearing by Allah, he has to accept that. And this is a reference when there is no way for you to verify the authenticity of the story. Then you accept it. But if you know for sure that this person is lying, you can see it in your eyes, then if a person swears by Allah, you do not believe it. So
because you know he is saying falsely. You find a person sometimes doing something you see, and when he sees you, seeing you, Wallahi, I can't do it.
What do you mean you're not doing it?
I saw you in my own eye, you're doing it. So when the fact proves that this person is lying, we believe this person is lying. But when we do not have any way to verify or not to verify, and a person swears to us by Allah, we believe. Also, if the story is something that is believable, person says, well, we went to Medina and Prophet Muhammad came out of his grave, and wallahi, we're not going to believe you. Because this is something that unbelievable. So this is the meaning of this chapter, and the relation of that to Tawheed is to glorify the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying Allah is part of Tawheed in Allah as well. See the issue.
Make an older cry, forefathers become out. The person for whom an oath by Allah's name is made must be accepted of it. The punishment for the person who is not satisfied by an oath made by Allah's name.
Now we're going to move to the next chapter. The chapter is saying, MashaAllah wa shi'a. We have already touched on that chapter. عن قتيلة أن يهوديا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إنكم تشركون بالله تقولون ما شاء الله وشئ وتقولون والكعبة فأمرهم النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إذا أرادوا أن يحلفوا أن يقولوا ورب الكعبة وأن يقولوا ما شاء الله ثم شئت. As you came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, you people commit shirk. You say by al-Ka'bah and you say by the will of Allah and the will of so and so. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the people to say by the Lord of the Ka'bah and to say by the will of Allah and then your will. This hadith also shows us the importance of having the Islamic etiquette in the speech. Also it shows us that a truth comes to us from an untruthful. We have to accept the truth, regardless of the source from where the truth is coming to us. So here is you who came and he brought this point to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the simple fact that the Jews do not believe in the Prophet, that does not mean the Prophet does not accept the statement of the Jews. He accepted from him and he corrected the problem. Also that shows when people have ill inclination, they will see something wrong in others and they do not see what's wrong in them. The Jew does not see that the Jew, some of them make Uzair, the son of Allah, he did not notice that big shirk, yet this hidden shirk he was able to pay attention. Because he's following ill inclination. Also, أن رجلا قال للنبي ما شاء الله وشئت فقال أجعلتني لله ندا وندا ما شاء الله وحده. A man came to the Prophet and he said, with the will of Allah and your will.
So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, did you make me a partner to Allah? Say, with the will of Allah alone. The companion, we know he was not making the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an equivalent to Allah, because that would mean major shirk. But the companion was doing that without thinking of this issue or without considering the Prophet equivalent to Allah Azza wa Jalla. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, correcting him, say, by the will of Allah alone. And that shows us, even though the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Khalil of Allah, and he is the Sayyid of the sons of Allah, that does not mean we elevate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to a divine level. The third hadith also related to that same issue, where it says one of the companions, he saw in his dream that he came upon a group of the Jews, and he said to them, you are some of the best people if you did not say Uzair is the son of Allah. They say to him a response, and you are the best of the people if you did not say with the will of Allah and the will of Muhammad. Then he went, this person in his dream, all of that is a dream, to the Christians, and he said to them, you are the best people if you did not say Al-Masih is the son of Allah. They said to him, and you are the best of the people if you did not say by the will of Allah and the will of Muhammad. So when the morning came, he went and he told the people about his vision, and then he went and told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet told him, did you tell anybody about it? He said yes. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he got up, he was praising Allah, and he said, Hufayl, the person who saw the dream, he saw this vision and he came and he told me about it. And I did not speak to you about this matter because of such and such. And now I am forbidden you from saying Ma sha Allah wa sha Muhammad. I am forbidden you from saying by the will of Allah and the will of Muhammad. Say by the will of Allah alone. This hadith also goes to show us that one of the ways to protect our tawheed is not to equate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in any shape and form to Allah Azza wa Jalla. But we say, Ma sha Allah wahdahu. In this hadith, it has the vision, and vision is one of the ways that people receive information about the unseen. In the hadith of Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رؤيا المؤمن جزء من 46 جزءا من النبوة. The vision of the believer is a part of 46 parts of prophethood.